February makes us think of the color red. Red hearts for Valentine's Day and Heart Health Month. In fact, today, the first Friday of February, is always National Wear Red Day. It's when the American Heart Association wants you to wear red to raise awareness about cardiovascular disease. Chances are that you know someone who has been directly affected by heart disease and stroke because cardiovascular disease claims the life of 1 in 3 women, which is about 1 woman every 80 seconds. Heart disease is largely preventable. Here's what you can do now to reduce your risk. Don't smoke or quit smoking if you do. Eat heart-healthy foods, such as making half of your plate fruits and vegetables. Aim for 30 minutes of physical activity at least 5 days a week, along with 2 days of strength-building activities. And ask your doctor to check your blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood glucose. Our next Lunch and Learn will take place in person at the Person County Office Building next Tuesday, February 8th at noon, where we will be learning how to prevent falls. It costs $5 to attend and must be paid by today. You'll receive a lot of good information, handouts, and lunch will be provided. If you're in Granville County, you can also join us in person at the North Granville Senior Center on Tuesday, February 15th at 10 a.m. That event will be free of charge, but we just ask that you call and pre-register and get your name on the list. Or you can always join us virtually each month for our Lunch and Learn. That same fall prevention workshop will take place on Tuesday, February 22nd at noon for free on Zoom. You can register online. And you can find out more about our programs, workshops, or upcoming events on our social media sites on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Person Granville FCS. February is also National Sweet Potato Month, so check out the recipe that we had in the Roxburgh Courier-Times and Oxford Ledger newspaper yesterday to get a quick and easy recipe from the North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission organization. You can also check them out online, and they've got a lot of good information about the importance of sweet potatoes and about how you can cook them. We also want to remind everyone that there are some different tips and tricks along the way to make sure that you have what we call a versatile pantry. The More in My Basket program is developed at North Carolina State University, and it helps reduce hunger by connecting North Carolina residents to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, formerly known as food stamps. So if you think that you might be eligible or you're interested in seeing if you qualify for SNAP benefits, you can call our toll-free telephone number 1-855-240-1451. And you can always check out about the More in My Basket program online and find out their contact information at morefood.org. Well, we know that these past couple of weeks, we've kept hearing about the weather forecast predicting snow. So one of the first things that goes through our mind is we need to go to the grocery store, school might be closed, or we got to feed the kids. But otherwise, there are certain times that it's not convenient to go to the store. Maybe when you're not feeling good, or there's no one to stay at home with the kids while you run to the store, or you could just be tired. So we want to make sure your family is prepared, and that includes that you've got food. Being prepared with a supply of essential foods is a precautionary measure that will pay dividends in your peace of mind should your shopping patterns become disrupted because of things that might be going on. Naturally, first and foremost, we want you to buy some shelf-stable items such as dry and canned food items that tend to have a longer shelf life. You need to take in consideration certain restrictive diets that you or your family might have, planning for all family members, including infants and pets. And don't forget to make sure that you've got stocked up your prescription and over-the-counter medication. One of the most important things when getting prepared to make sure your pantry has all that it needs is to make sure it has water. You need to stay hydrated. If you've bought water for previous storms, maybe even last year, you want to look at the expiration dates. Be sure to rotate your stock around label items or your water containers as drinking water versus maybe water you're going to use to flush the toilet or something like that. The Extension Office has several different resources that are available to help you stock up on the items that you need, making sure that you're shopping smart, you're buying items that have a long shelf life, that are versatile with popular ingredients which you can use in multiple recipes, as well as, if you're like me, minimal preparation. I want very simple recipes and things that I can do. If you need more information, reach out to your local Extension Office. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in for your food for thought for the week.